This is an Audio Holdings production.
Flynn, right. Red Dragon.
Run over here. That's a boy, kids. Come on. Okay. Settle down. All right, now let me explain the rules of the game, okay?
Tides and I were playing scrounge football.
Hey, good catch.
He'd been hanging out around the Blarney Boy for 3 days now.
Anywhere off the dock is out of bounds. Oh, no, you don't. You're not faking by me that way. What?
It's a long visit by his standards. Oh, yeah, you wanted to know why I call him Tides. Well, it's simple. He's a free spirit. Comes and goes. Ebbs and flows.
Okay. You win. Here's your dinner. Shh, quiet. Quiet, Tides. I don't want to hear this.
Come on, Flynn, old buddy. Play hard to get. I'm bringing a big story tomorrow. I need someone to help me celebrate. What about it? Okay, don't pick up. Hey, anything happens, I whispered it in a seagull's ear.
A seagull's ear? And what the hell did that mean? McNair was trying to hook me with another of his kids' guessing games. Jimmy's houseboat was on the other side of Granville Island, just a 10-minute walk away, but I knew celebrating another newspaper expose was just an excuse for a booze-up. Well, his columns don't amount to that much anymore. All sound and fury, but little substance. So I decided to stay and play with the dog. Should have been a better friend. This time he wasn't faking it.
Flynn, you home?
Hi, Sam.
You got company, Flynn?
No, just a telephone message, nothing important.